Nicole Miller reached out to Miriam and I, and she sent us a nice email with a request to help support this program that they got coming up June the 16th. It'll be happening in Quinte West, but it's going to benefit so many. It's the Cut for a Cure. Be aware, check regularly for breast cancer. Nicole Miller is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, thank you. I'm sure you had a nice weekend, Nicole.
I sure did.
Good stuff. Well, this event, Cut for a Cure, is coming up. Location is at 27 Elgin Street in Trenton. It'll happen on June the 16th, but fill in the holes for us.
So basically, it's happening at my store, so Wish Home Interiors. It's a furniture and home decor store. And what we're doing is two of my employees, Lori Harding and Ann Carr, they're local ladies. They've lived here forever. They are cutting their hair, and we're donating it to Locks of Love. So that will go to children's wigs. And then we are also accepting donations. Proceeds will go to the Quinte Breast Assessment Center, which helps women all over the Quinte area if they're struggling with breast cancer or they're finding out that they have that, unfortunately. So it's a great cause. It's helping a lot of women in the area. And another thing that we're doing is on June 16th, on the day of the actual event, any proceeds, 10% of any proceeds made in the store that day, so any sales that we make, 10% of the proceeds will also go to the Quinte Breast Assessment Center. And then the final thing that we have is my aunt, Nancy Enright Barr, who is a Pampers Chef consultant and also a breast cancer survivor. It has a leg that we are accepting purchases through Pampers Chef, and 15% of the proceeds from that as well are going to the Quinte Breast Assessment Center. So lots of great, great things to raise money for and donate towards.
So of course, Nicole. Yeah, I was just going to ask you before you, well, you kind of touched upon that. I was going to ask you what motivated you then to choose the this cause for breast cancer awareness. I believe you were just starting to talk about it. Was your auntie?
Yeah, so basically the ladies, so I have three employees at the store, we're all women, and we've either been affected ourselves or have a close family member or friend that have been affected. So we just thought it would be a great cause because so many women in our area and so many women, you know, globally are affected by breast cancer, and it's just something we hold near and dear to our heart. And like I said, my aunt is a breast cancer survivor, and one of my friends is also a breast cancer survivor, so it's something that hits me close to home.
People want to make a donation. You're accepting donations if they can't participate on June the 16th. And how do they go about doing that, Nicole?
So they can make a donation directly to the Quinte Breast Assessment Center through TMHS, through Wish Home Interiors, or they can contact us at the store. They can pay by cash, e-transfer, or check. All the checks have to be made out to TMHS, and then they will allocate the funds. If they're looking to do cash or e-transfer, they can contact us directly at the store.
Thanks for the conversation and information this morning. Nicole Miller, she's spearheading the Cut for a Cure event, June the 16th. All the best to you, and hopefully you'll have a very successful day raising funds and making a difference locally here.
I hope so. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.